Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today, and praise the Lord for this time we're able to share together, because I'd like to present a message to you this week on open doors into a deeper spiritual life. Did you know that Scripture gives us promises, gives us indications, gives us understanding and information of how we can grow in the Lord? Are you hungry for more of God? I don't know about you, but I am. God has moved wondrously in days past, but I want more of Him. I want a closer relationship with Him. I want to understand His Word in an ever greater measure. I want to manifest the true Spirit of Christ and the fruit of the Spirit, and to move in the power of God, the gifts of God, the things that God has given to His people. And if you are hungry for more of God, let's see together this week how we can experience those open doors that God has given us into a deeper spiritual life. And you might be listening today, and you might say, well, that sounds really good, but Sister Glass, you don't know what I've been through, and you might feel so alone and empty and unfulfilled right now in your life, and you love Jesus, you love God, you cherish, you understand, you believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but you haven't experienced true victory in your lives. You've experienced the blessing of God, but You're just sensing there's so much more for you. And I understand that. And I think actually the Lord allows us to feel that way, because we will, if that's the case, if we are that sensitive to His Holy Spirit, we're never going to be satisfied, because we will never in this life achieve perfection and total maturity. We're to press on, as Paul says, but only in the presence of God, when we're with Jesus and our loved ones, will we be fully complete in Him as far as our soul nature. When we're born again, our spirit man is made whole, it's righteous, and if we would die that moment, we would go to be with the Lord. And as far as our soul, with our will and our emotions, our thoughts, the feelings we have, that's where the battleground of the enemy works, that we can be able to live by the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, Paul says, let us walk in the Spirit. And so that should be our heart's desire in the days and weeks ahead as we go into the future for what God has for us. Excuse me. God has not barred the door of entrance to any of these doors I'm going to be sharing with you. And those doors open into the unsearchable riches of Christ. I didn't choose that word. That's a scriptural term, unsearchable riches. In other words, if we would apply ourselves diligently through all the waking hours of the day, we would never come to the end of it. And the Lord hasn't covered over the well of living water. He hasn't barred our entrance to it. He invites us to come and to drink freely of the waters of life. The Holy Spirit, which the Lord has given to us when we're born again, and as we accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our spirit. He is constantly beckoning us on into a deeper walk in God, a deeper experience, a fuller enjoyment of the things that are freely given us of God. Let me share a scripture. In 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 12 through 13, this is the Amplified Translation. Now, We have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with the spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. And have you ever noticed it? I don't know when you got saved, or if you haven't accepted Jesus, that's my prayer you will do so, and that the Holy Spirit will give you an appetite for the presence of God. In my own life, I was in the world for 10 years. And I said, I'll never be in a church again. But as I tried the ways of the world, I found there was nothing satisfying, and there was a deep hunger in me, and I was searching. And when I finally found Jesus, or he found me, when I opened my heart to him, I was so happy. I was so thrilled because I didn't have to look in the ways of man anymore, whether it was meditation or psychedelic drugs or whatever it was that people would seek to try to find a deeper experience in meaning in life, because he is the source of life. He is the source of all creativity. He is the source of everything good and beautiful. Oh, there's none like Jesus, beloved. What a wonderful God we serve. And what did Jesus tell his disciples? He said, it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The whole promised land is before us, beloved, and it was purchased with the blood of Jesus. We need to go in and possess it. The Word of God is so rich. If you remember, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, when God did all these tremendous miracles for the children of Israel and to get them, to ransom them out of Egypt after 400 years of bondage and slavery. And when they came to the edge of the promised land, the 10 spies went in. It was only Joshua and Caleb, two of them. They gave a good report. They just saw giants. They saw fenced cities and huge walled cities. And they, in spite of all the miracles they had personally witnessed, they didn't believe God was able to do that for them. They were afraid. But it was Joshua and Caleb who by faith said, if God is for us, we are well able to take the land. And beloved, that's the word of God to you today, that you are well able to take those good things that God has planned for you. He has given you the promises of his word. And I want to share with you seven doors that are mentioned in the Word of God into that blessed, abundant life that Jesus talked about. He said, He came, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And there's no bars on those doors. The Lord is beckoning us. I'm sensing the Holy Spirit just wooing us, drawing us with a greater and greater hunger for the things of God, that we can really become alive in the Spirit. And I understand, I know, I've experienced seasons in my life, seasons of need. I recently preached on that, where there are seasons of need, there are seasons of fruitfulness. And God, just as he controls the natural seasons of the physical world, our realm that we live in, and there's a purpose in every season for the natural world, for the animals, for the flora, all the trees, the vegetation. All the seasons have a purpose. We may not fully understand them, and science is still learning the wonders of the universe and our natural world. But God has a purpose not only in the natural seasons, but in the spiritual seasons of our lives. And so if you feel you're in a season of need and of testing and trials, remember the Apostle Paul, this great man of God, who Jesus appeared to and commissioned him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. Most of the New Testament was written by this man. At one point he said, he was recounting, and we don't have all of his experience, just what he shared in the New Testament, but he said he despaired of life, that it was so difficult, so the testing was so hard that he didn't know if he was going to make it. But beloved, God has an appointed time. What does Ecclesiastes say? There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to weep and a time to rejoice. God has seasons in all the times in our lives, whether we're in youth or middle age or in advanced years. There is a purpose. We don't, you know, so much of our culture is focused around the youth and vitality, but with age, wisdom should come. And in some cultures still in the world, the aged are respected. That's not true in our nation necessarily. But before we go any further, let me just begin to share with you the first door that God has given into the abundant life. And those doors are open for all. First of all, there's the door of promise. And I have a couple scriptures I'd like to share with you. The first one in the Gospel of John 4:14. These are the words of Jesus. I will pour water on him that is athirst, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And of course we know Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need. And that includes your spiritual needs as well, not just your financial, your physical needs for health and supply of natural things, but he will supply. If you're hungry, he has promised to fulfill that spiritual hunger. Well, my time has flown, and I hope you're excited about this message because I want to go through all these doors that I'm sharing with you. And I have yet another scripture to share on the door of promise, and we'll pick up here tomorrow at the same time. I hope you'll be able to join me. We are always also all available on our website, unveilchrist.org. And if you miss a broadcast, you can listen there. Thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,